नमो महावदानाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतिशीनो दिस इज अ प्रेयर ऑफर्ड बाय श्रील रूप गोस्वामी द फर्स्ट आचार्य इन द लाइन ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु Hare Krishna movement. He was Prime Minister in the government, the then government, Mahavidam, Chandkaj and Hussain Shah, the governor of Bengal. So, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started his movement, he and his brother Sanatana Goswami resigned from the ministership of the government and became disciple of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, when they first met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they offered this prayer. Namo Mahamadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Navini Gauratishi. These ministers were by caste Brahman, but because they accepted the service in Mohammedan government, they were rejected from the Brahmin society. And they also became like Mohammedans. They changed their names. Sakar Malli and Davir Khas. Practically, they became Mohammedans. And in those days, many other Mohammedans, they also became this follower of Chaitanya cult, especially Ridas Thakur. Ridas Thakur was born in Mohammedan family. These Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, they were born in high-class Brahmin family. But on account of their service in the Mohammedan government, they were rejected from the Brahmin society. That is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special mercy, that this Haridas Thakur was actually born in Mohammedan family. He was made Namacharya. We offer our respect, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. And we offer our respect to Sanatana Goswami, Bande Rupa Sanatana. Raghujugam Sri Jiva Gopal. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult is a special cult, and he wanted to preach not only in India but all over the world. We have several times discussed this point. Prithivite ache jato nagaradigra. This cult, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult. And what is that cult? Krishna Prema. To love Krishna or God. God, in many religions, they have got different names of God. And in Vedic scripture, There are many demigods, an incarnation of God, but Krishna is the original name of God. Krishna Stu Bhagavan Sayam. Iti Cham Sakalapungsa Krishna Stu Bhagavan Sayam. There is least of incarnations, and in the conclusion, the Shastra says, in this long list, there are many names, but the name Krishna is particularly to be noted, that he is the original Supreme Personality of God. God means he is not like us. He can expand himself. In the yogis, some of the yogis, not these ordinary third-class yogis, but those who have attained yogic perfection, they can expand the body in at least up to 8. The yogis can do that. There are instances. So, if an ordinary yogi can do that, just imagine how much potential there is of the Supreme Lord. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Ishara sarvabhutanam riddhese arjuna tishtati. My dear Arjuna, the Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, in every one living being's heart. You just imagine how many living entities are there. They cannot be counted. Jiva bhava savigya sa anantaya kalpata. But there are many millions, trillions, even million trillions is insufficient. There is no counting. There are so many living entities. And they are all part and parcel of God. Just like the sun shine, the sun glow and the sun god. The sun god is within the sun glow. And the inhabitants of the sun glow, they are all very glowing, luminous. On account of their bodily glowing, the whole sun planet is glowing. On account of the sun planet glowing, the sun sign, which is reaching us from 93 millions of miles, we feel the heat and the light. This is an ordinary material thing. So just imagine what is the potential of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We cannot imagine what is the potential power, energy of the Supreme Person. Just like we cannot estimate what is the temperature of the sun glow, sun god. It is in our front. We have got aeroplanes. We can go there. But before going there, we will be finished. The temperature is so high. Everyone knows it. So, if the ordinary is sun god or sun glow is so highly tempered, how much highly tempered is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, His potency, His power? We say God is almighty, all-powerful, but we have no idea what is meant by all-power. We think that all powerful means, I am so much powerful, he may be 10 times powerful than me. Or somebody says, 20 times. All right, let us compromise, 50 times. This kind of speculation is like the frog speculation within the well. There is a frog within the well, and one of his friends came to him, "My dear friend, I have seen a vast mass of water, Atlantic Ocean." "What is that Atlantic Ocean?" "It is a vast, I don't know how much, maybe 10 times more than this." "Or 20 times, come on." No, it is very, very large. So this rascal speculation of God is that like the speculation of the frog about Atlantic Ocean. These mundane philosophers, scientists, they're thinking of God in that way, the Dr. Frog's philosophy. The Dr. Frog's philosophy will not help you to understand what is God. So, see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching was to distribute love of God. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's. Because this human life is specially meant for understanding what is God and loving. That's all. This is only business. The cats and dogs or other lower animals, if you preach to them Krishna consciousness, it is not possible. They will not understand. But human being, just like our this Krishna consciousness movement is being spread all over the world, and you can see here also in your country, in America, in Europe, they are all understanding. That is the special advantage of human life. One Christian priest in Boston, he was astonished by seeing our devotees. He issued one leaflet that these boys are our boys. And before this movement, they did not care to see us or come to the church. And now they are mad after God. This is the certificate of a Christian priest. And actually you can see. These boys, I am poor Indian, I came with 40 rupees. And I have not bribed them, neither I have got that money. But how they are mad after God? It is breaking. Now you bribe them and take away, they will not go. They will not go. Many fathers, mothers came to induce them to take home, but they are not going. So what is the intoxication? This is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This intoxication is, they have given up all intoxication. They are now intoxicated with Hare Krishna. Yes. One dashboard an officer came to see in our camp. So what is the facility that these boys have joined Hare Krishna movement? Whether it is very easier than the dashboard. But when he inquired, he saw that these boys and girls are prohibited illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating and gambling. He thought that it is harder than the hard death pool. Yes, therefore they do not make any condition. But here are so many conditions which is very, very difficult to follow. So, this is called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, practical. So, every human being should accept this mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that is the purport of the verse Rupa Goswami first offered to Lord Chaitanya, that Namo Mahavadana, you are the most munificent incarnation. Why? Now you are distributing Krishna Prema, love of God. People do not know what is God, and you are distributing love of God. One cannot love anybody unless he knows the other party very well, or very intimate dealings. Then there is question of love. Love, there is no question of love. If I do not know, you do not know me, and we live 10,000 miles away, there is no question of love. Love means when there is intimacy. So, to understand God is very difficult. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit jatati siddhaya jatatam api siddhyanam kaschit vetimam tattat. God said, Krishna said, that out of many millions of persons, one is interested to make his life success. This is not success, that I can eat whatever I like, there is no checking. I have got a very nice car, and I have got a very nice apartment, and I have got book, nice bank balance. So now life is fine, perfect. This is not perfection, because we are under the grip of the laws of material nature. Material nature is controlling. Prakita kiramanani gunai karmani sarva. How is the material nature is controlling? She has got machine, three modes of material nature. So, karanam guna sangasya sadasat janma jivanishu. They are contacting either of these three modes of material nature and thus being infected. We know that if you infect some disease, knowingly or unknowingly, generally we infect unknowingly, later on that disease becomes developed. This is law of nature. Not that you do not know when you infected that particular disease, that is no excuse. You have infected yourself with this kind of disease, you must suffer. This is law. Similarly, there are three kinds of infection, modes of material nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance. So, ignorance is no excuse. If you in the law court, you say, my Lord, I did not know that by stealing one is punished, that the magistrate or the judge will not excuse you. The law, even this material law is so strict, and you can imagine how are strict, stringent laws of the nature. So this is the material life, that knowingly or unknowingly we are infecting a particular type of modes of material nature, and our next body is being created. Karanam guna sangas. Sadasat Janma Jonish. Sadasat, life. There are different varieties of life. 8,400,000 varieties of forms. So, why there are different forms of life, different standard of life? Why? The answer is in the Bhagavad Gita. Karanam, the reason is, Gunasanga is particular infection with a particular quality of material. This is why. Perpetually. Perpetually means we do not know when this process of life began and when it will be ended. That's what is perpetual. So, this privilege to possess a human form of life is great advantage in this sense that we can study all these things. What is the living entity? How he is being infected? And how he is taking different types of bodies? And account of the body, the standard of life, nice or bad, is going on. Therefore, Krishna, in the very beginning of his teaching of the Bhagavad Gita, he is trying to impress that I am not this body, or we are not this body. I am the owner or occupier of the body. This is the first instance. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is not on the bodily platform. It is on the spiritual platform that he explained when he was talking with Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. So what is the identity of this living entity? Or he said, what is my identity? Actually, people address me as very learned man. He was very learned man. He was minister and was a brahmana. Naturally, in those days, he knew Sanskrit very well and Urdu. Because Mohammedan kingdom, the Urdu language was state language. Just like during British period, the state language was English. So he was quite conversant with these two languages. Urdu, Farsi, and Sanskrit. So, he first of all submitted to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my dear Lord, people address me as Panditji. The Brahmans are generally addressed still in India as Panditji, means learned, because Brahman means learned. A Brahman cannot be Murkhaji. That is not possible. Brahman means Brahma Janati iti Brahmana. One who knows the absolute truth, he becomes Brahman. Therefore, he is addressed as Panditji. So Sanatana Goswami submitted that these ordinary people address me as very learned man, Panditji. But I know my position. I do not know myself what I am. This is my position. Gramo vyavahare kahoe pundit, sotto kori mani. These fools call me as Pandit, and I also think that I am Pandit. But actually, I do not know what I am. Just see, this is the position. You ask all big, big doctors, scientists, philosophers, and asking what you are. You say, I'm Indian, I'm American, I'm this, I'm that, bodily. This is going on. And he is fool number one, and he's passing on as the great scientist, great philosopher. One who does not know himself, what is the value of his learning? One must know his own identity. So everyone is identifying with his body. I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I am Indian, I am American, I am German, I am Englishman, and fighting is going on. Why fighting is going on? The living entity is part and parcel of God. His spiritual spark is covered by this material body. Just like we are all human beings, now we are covered by different dresses. That does not mean we are different. We are one as human beings, as inhabitants of this earth. But on account of this dress, I am thinking you are my enemy, you are thinking I am. So, Bhagavad conclusion is, jasyatum buddhi kunapi tidhatuke sadhik kalatradisu bhavumayujyadhi jatirtha buddhi salilena karhichi janesu avigyesu saeva goha. Anyone who is identifying himself with his body and the land of his bodily growing there is the country, bhomajyadhi. Everyone is thinking, God is not worshipable. In this land I have taken my birth, this land is mine. Nationalism or this is or that is. But he never think that how long I shall be allowed to occupy this body and to occupy this land. This is called ignorance. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is the starting point is the spirit soul. And automatically, unless in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord said, the Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Bhaja, we give up the so-called man-made duties or occupation or dharma, you just surrender unto me. So actually this is dharma or religion, to surrender to God. God is one. He is neither Hindu nor Muslim nor Christian. God is one. If there is another God, that is, then there is competition. God cannot be two. God is one. Ekam Brahma Ditya Nasti. That is basic in that. So God is one. Either you become Hindu or Muslim, the God is one. This is to be understood. So the science of God, that is Krishna consciousness. You try to understand scientifically what is meant by God, what is meant by religion. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching. Jiver Sarupai Nitya Krishna Das. He begins his teaching on this principle that every living being is eternal servant of God. That's all. And this is religion. Religion does not mean stamping in different way. Religion means to know God, the great, and we are subordinate. Maintained by God. This is it. If anyone knows this, two things only. God is great and we are subordinate. Our duty is to abide by the orders of God. That is it. So, unity can be established on the spiritual platform. Unity cannot be established on this bodily platform. that this is the United Nation trying to unite the nation. But every year a flag is increasing. We have seen in New York. So this kind of unity will never be successful. The United Nation established at least how many years ago?
30.
Ah. So what they have done? They could not do anything. Neither can do anything. Before that, there was another establishment, League of Nations. They are trying to unite the nation, not to fight with one another. But because they are contemplating all this nonsense on the bodily platform, it is not possible. It is not possible. If you want to be united, then you have to be united on the spiritual platform. And what is that spiritual platform? The spiritual platform is to understand thoroughly that God is great and we are subordinate. God is maintaining us, all the property, anywhere that belongs to God, and we can use the Father's property as much as I require, not to take more and stock it. No, the birds, beasts, they are very free. If you put here one bag of rice, or any foodstuff, the birds will come, but they will eat only a few grains and grain. And if you put here, say, 1,000 bags of wheat and you declare that anyone can take it, there will be fight. There will be fight, everyone will try to take more. Everyone will try to take more. This is human civility. The birds will peacefully take few grains and go away. But if you invite the human being, their culture is so, I have got so much wheat, let me take more and stock it for tomorrow, or day after tomorrow, or for my son, for my grandson, for my great-grandson. This foolishness is going on account of lack of spiritual consciousness. Spiritual consciousness is, it is stated in the Vedas, Ishavasamidam Sattvam. Everything belongs to God. The food belongs to God. The mind belongs to God. The ocean belongs to God. The land belongs to God. The air belongs to God. And whatever we find here, this is a combination of these five elements. Earth, air, water, fire, that's all. So everything belongs to God. We also belong to God. So, we should feel obliged to God that He has given so much for our maintenance. Fruits, flowers, vegetables, land, ocean, mine, jewels. So we can use it as much as we require. We cannot collect it and keep it in stock for my future son, grandson, this and that son. No. This is Krishna consciousness. It is actually perfect communism. The communists are thinking in terms of the human being, and that also within the state. But a Krishna conscious person, he is thinking in terms of all living beings. Vidya vinaya sampanni brahmani gavi hastini sunite cha sapahati cha. In the Bhagavad it is stated that a householder, before taking his lunch, he should invite on the street, "Sir, if anyone is still hungry, please come at my place. There is still food. You can take it." And he should see that in the household, even the leisure, he is not hungry. Even there is a snake, he is not hungry. This is Vedic principle, God consciousness. That somehow or other one animal has become lizard, maybe he is hungry, so at my house he is, why he should remain hungry? Give him some food. Nobody likes snake, but in the Shastra it is said, even there is a snake, you should see that he is not hungry. He is given some food. So of course it is a very high idea, but it is the complete ideal of so-called community. Real. It is not that nation, American nation, they are concerned with the human being only, or any nation, not American, everywhere. And nation means, the definition of native means one who has taken birth in that land, that is called native. So, the cow is also native. So why this law, that for the benefit of the human being, the cow should be slaughtered? And he is giving milk, he is working for you. What is this philosophy? In Christian religion, it is clearly stated, thou shalt not kill. And most of the slaughterhouses are in the Christian countries. Why? This is all misunderstanding of spiritual life. Therefore, just like the discussion went on, with the Kaji and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There was no philosophy. He first asked him, that cow is your mother, bull is your father. Why you are killing father and mother? What is your reason? Is that very good philosophy, that you shall kill your father and mother and eat them? This was the first question. According to Vedic civilization, cow is to be given all protection. Hindus or followers of the Vedic religion, why they are interested to give protection to the cows, not so much to the other animals. And Lord Christ is more liberal. He said, thou shalt not kill. He does not mean any animal's day. Every animal. Every animal should be given protection. That is also the Vedic idea. Why these poor animals should be killed? By killing, you become sinful and entangled. Therefore, now it has begun. One is killing his own child. So this is going on. So, in this way, we cannot be happy. We shall become more and more entangled in sinful, legendary action, and we have to take different types of body. So perpetually it will go. Therefore this movement, Krishna consciousness movement, is to awaken every man to God consciousness and just to stop his activities in sinful life, so that he will be purified and he will understand God. Without being purified, nobody can understand what is God. That is not possible. Jesam antagatam tu papam jananam punna karmana te dandamahonin mukta bhajanti maangadirabhita. And Krishna says, God says, one who is completely free from sinful life, he can take to devotion and service. So, therefore, we have prescribed four principles, regulative principles. No illicit sex. We don't say no sex. No illicit sex. No meat eating. There are so many things, nice things, especially in your country, America. So many nice fruits, so many nice grains, milk. Why should you kill? we are not, we have got hundreds of centers, we are strictly following, and you have taken our prasadam fees, how delicious they are. So why they should kill? The argument is sometimes offered, the vegetable has got life. Yes, we admit of it. But our process is to take the prasadam. Prasadam means we offer foodstuff to Krishna, and after eating whatever he left, we take. This is our principle. We don't take directly. What is the meaning of this temple? We don't use anything directly unless it is offered to Krishna. So the vegetable has got life. But Krishna says, patram pusmam phalam toyam jumi bhaktya prajacchati tadaham asnami. We have invited Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as our guest, and he has consented to come here. So we must offer foodstuff what he wants, not that according to my whims. That is not etiquette. If some respectable guest come to your house, you ask him, what shall I eat, sir? What kind of food I can give you? So whatever he orders, you have to supply. That is real receiving the guest. So Krishna says that give me food amongst these items. Patram pusmam phalam toyam jumi bhakta prajit. That also is bhakti, not neglectful, with great devotion. If somebody offers me these things, then I can take. So Krishna takes this patram pusmam phalam toyam, grains, food grains, and milk, and vegetables and fruits. So we prepare hundreds of items with these things. You can do that. And they are all delicious, are full of vitamins. So why one should kill unnecessarily the poor animals and become vicious and sinful? So this is Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching, that you live peacefully, be gentleman, realize God, make your life happy in this world and the next world. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, and he wanted to spread this cult in every town, every city, every village. So this group, Hare Krishna movement, is just trying to serve Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and you also see how much beneficial it is. Chaitanya dayar katha karo vichar. You don't be blind, but try to consider it a little liberally without any sophistry, without any bias. Prejudice. Don't be carried by prejudice. Try to understand the philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and be happy. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I do not know whether it is said. Expert in calling Bible, but where it is said, he does not. He is so expert in Bible. How do you know? Now, apart from Bible or any scripture, how do you find that the animal has no soul? How do you consider it? What is the symptom of having soul? That is very easy, but you do not know. When the soul is gone from the body, it does not move. And when the soul is there, it moves. This is the understanding of soul. That do you think the animal does not move? The animal has no blood. The animal has no bone. How do you say that animal has no soul? This is foolishness. The soul is there. Even on a small ant, there is soul. Otherwise, how it is moving? So long the soul is there, the dull material body is moving. And as soon as the soul is gone, he will cry, my father has gone away. Why your father gone away? It is lying there. Why do you say my father has gone away? This is ignorance. We do not know what is soul. We see the body. So long I have seen the body of my father, now the soul has gone, I am crying, my father has gone away. But did you see your father? Yes, that body, the body is there. Why you are crying? See, it is very common sense affair to understand where there is soul. A big stone, a big mountain, it cannot move, although it is so big. And a small ant is moving. Why? There is soul. So how can you say the animals have no soul? This is ignorance. Tatha dehantara prati. The soul being within the body means it is changing the body from babyhood to childhood, childhood to boyhood, boyhood to youthhood, like that. And if the child is born dead, no more change the body. That is the proof that there is soul. Soul means the living force which is moving the body. That is soul. How you can say the animal has no soul? Everyone has soul. Even the grass has soul because it is growing, changing body. Simple thing. Chita darpana marjanam. Because all dirty things are within our heart. On account of dirty things, we are thinking that I have got soul and the animal has no soul. This is due to dirtiness of the heart. So if you chant Hare Krishna, the heart will be cleansed. Just like a mirror with a dust, you cannot see. But if this dust is cleansed, then you can see your face very nicely. Similarly, because on account of material contamination, our heart is unclean, we cannot see things as they are. But the chanting process will cleanse your heart, and then you will see everything in order. Then you will not say the animal has no self.
So fortunate to be benedicted with this great Hare Krishna.
It is Krishna's mercy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give you. Now he has come here to take advantage of. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is kind to everyone. He has no discrimination that this cult should be spread only in India or among the Hindus or among the Brahmins. No, he wanted to spread this movement to all living beings. Never mind. Prithivida ase jato nagara. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. And now he has come. If you want, accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order, simply chant Hare Krishna, that is sufficient. But if you want to know more further through philosophy, through science, we have got already 30 or 50 books. Read them. Everything is there. Either you accept directly, or if you want to accept through science, through philosophy, through knowledge, there are books. Both ways, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is ready to help you. Now you take advantage of it. And we are glad that you are taking advantage. Now some of you, they have already joined. And in the education and institution, university, they are also very much appreciative of our literature. So gradually it will be appreciated. But the sooner you take advantage of it, is better.
Srila Guru, I would like the name of the 10th avatar of Krishna.
Who wants the name of the 10th avatar of Krishna?
I think Kalki. 10th avatar is Kalki. He will appear in the district of Sambalpur. His father's name will be Vishnu Joshi. And he will be dressed like a prince and cut all the heads of the demons. Because gradually you are so advancing that we shall remain only animals. So there is no need of preaching. Cut the head. Finish that.
What does the name Jehovah mean?
That you say? You say, I do not know. What is the meaning of Jehovah? I do not know. Yeah. Who will say, what is the meaning of? You do not know?
It is a name for God.
Yeah, so why? What is the word meaning, Jehovah? Just like Krishna. Krishna is the word meaning, all attract. So God must be all attract. Otherwise, how he can be God? If God is attractive for me only and not to others, then he is not God. God should be attractive. Just like God's knowledge. Krishna is giving this Bhagavad Gita. It is attractive all over the world, among the scholars, among the religionist public. Not that simply my Bhagavad Gita is being read. There are many other editions of Bhagavad Gita. It is widely read. Because the knowledge is so perfect. So knowledge is an attraction. Riches, wealth, that is attraction. If a man is very rich, just like in your country, Ford, Rockefeller, they are attractive. A man, if he is beautiful, if he is strong, if he is wise, they become attractive. So you will find in Krishna all these attractive features. Therefore he is God.
He created the waters, he created the animals, but he created the human being in his image, which was his soul.
That's nice.
Explain to me then why you say
that the God is person. God created human beings after his own image. That means he has also two hands, two legs, like us.
No.
Why not? You say God has created human being after his image. Therefore his image must be like you. Why do you say no?
Well, then it's controversy to the...
Why controversy? First of all, let us settle this.
Controversy not to your religion, but to the other religions that say that we are
Other religion, why you are concerned with other religion? Talk of what God says in your Bible.
What says in my Bible?
Yes, you are saying that God created human being after his image. Is it not?
Yes.
Then God, his image is like human being.
Not according to way, way back, because...
That is another thing, but... God has got his two hands and two legs, one head, like human being. But that hands and legs and head may not be exactly like us. But he has got the image.
I have never seen him. I do not know.
Then why are you speaking? You do not know. Don't talk.
Only believe.
Then you learn. If you do not know, then you learn. Who knows? Don't talk. That is the defect of the modern civilization. One does not know, and he wants to teach. That's all right. To understand the God, we are worshipping the God's image. He has got the two hands, two legs like us. But his hands and legs are not like our hands and legs. Just like Krishna says, Patram Pusvam Phalam Toyam Jumi Vakta Prajitshati Tadham Asna. God's hand is so expansive, universal, that although he is in his kingdom, in his abode, when you offer something to God, he takes. He can expand his hand in that way. Not only one devotee, but at this simultaneously many millions of devotees are offering him, and he's taking. That is his hand. And my hand, only 3 feet, that's all. So there is God's hand, but that hand is not like my hand. This is understood. He can expand his hand millions and trillions of miles. That is easier. That is explained in the Vedic literature. Ishara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. God is Vigraha, his form, exactly like our form. But his form is Sachit Ananda. Sat means eternal. And chit means full of knowledge. And ananda means bliss. So our body, this hand, this leg, this body, is not sat-chit ananda. It is not eternal. It will be finished. But God's body will never be finished. That is the difference. He has got his body, and I have got my body. But this body will be finished at a certain day. But his body will remain eternally. That is the difference between God's body and my body. Sat and Chit. His body, or he himself, knows everything, past, present and future. But I do not know what is beyond this world. Therefore my knowledge is always imperfect. And God's knowledge is perfect. This is Sat-Chit and Ananda. You see, in our temple, God is in dancing, always. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in verse, he is crying, no. Radha Krishna is enjoying. Krishna is enjoying in the company of Radharan. This is blissfulness. And although we have got our wife, there are so many difficulties to maintain. That's it. He has got his body, but his body is different from this body. Although apparently he has got two hands, two legs, but they are unlimitedly potential, full of bliss. That's why God can expand. As it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Ishara Sarva Bhutanam Riddhese Arjuna Krishna. The Lord is situated in everyone's heart. But we cannot do that. I cannot even know what you are feeling, pains and pleasure. But God, He can know. Otherwise, why we offer prayer to God? He knows. In this way, you have to study what is God. Although apparently He has got two hands, two legs, but that hands and legs are not like ours. We have got our hands and legs. That is within this body. Just like your coat has got hand, but that hand is not real hand. The real hand is within the coat. Similarly, we have got also hands and legs, but that is within this material body. Therefore, Krishna says, Dehi nasmin yatha dehi, kaumanojo, within this body. We should not be concerned with your coat and shirt. We should be concerned with you. Similarly, we are now materially dressed. We should not be concerned with the dress. We should be concerned what is there within the dress. That is knowledge. That is knowledge. So, it is a science, and the science is very nicely described in all scriptures, especially Bhagavad Gita. So, as a human being, we have got this privilege to understand, to go to the right person to take the meaning. The meaning is very clear, but we create some mis-meaning. That is another thing. And just like in the Bible it is said, thou shalt not kill. It is very clear and simple thing, but we make some interpretation. These, that. Therefore, you are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. Don't make the meaning perverted. Take it as it is. Then you become perfect. Thou shalt not kill. If you take this as it is, then you become perfect. But if you add your own meaning and go on killing, and you still become a Christian, that is your business.
One is fortunate enough to revive his natural position in the spiritual sky, how can he keep from falling down again? Like, if an entity is fortunate enough to revive his natural constitutional position in the spiritual sky, how can he keep from falling
down? How your Nixon is dragged down. How your President Nixon is dragged down. He was in the exalted post. And why he was dragged down? Yeah. He was forced to come down. Why? Anyone, even in this world or spiritual world, he has got the potency of coming down by misusing his little independence.
That was,
it is nothing like that. But if you become president, you are secure. If you are not perfect, then you will be dragged down. Or if you think imperfectly, the formula is that in the spiritual world, everyone is engaged in the service of the Lord. There is no other concept. As in this material world, everyone is engaged to serve his senses. He likes something and is engaged for that purpose. That service is there, but it is service to himself, his senses. But in the spiritual world, there is no such thing as giving service to the senses, simply giving service to the law. That is spiritual. So as soon as you think that why shall I give service to Krishna, why not become independent, you fall down immediately. So there is potency of thinking like that. Krishna bhuliya jeev bhogavan chakore pasete maya tare japotiya dhore. As soon as one forgets the service of the Lord and he wants to become himself Lord, immediately maya will capture. This maya means this material world. That's all right?
Yes,
we admit that. He is the perfect son. And if you take shelter of the lotus feet of the perfect son, you go to back to home, back to God. That's the fact.
Is that through Christ or?
Yes, as he advises, that's like he says, thou shalt not kill. But if you kill at the same time, take shelter of Christ, then what is the meaning? First of all, you try to follow him. Then you can go through him. But you don't care for him. What is the meaning? Go through him.
Believe in him.
Yes. Believe in strongly.
Believe that he is the Son of God.
Yes. Believe or not believe, he is Son. And if you are fortunate, you follow his path and you become perfect. You believe or not believe, God is there. Similarly, you believe or not believe, God's Son is there, God's devotee is there, everyone is there. God is not alone. Just like if you say, now here the king is coming. The king is coming means he's coming with his ministers, his commander-in-chief, his secretaries, and so many, hundreds of men, soldiers, he will come. Similarly, when we speak of God, God is not alone. He has got his sons, he has got his friends, he has got his father, he has got his mother, he has got his beloved, everything. That is God. Yes.
Who was Mayor
Bottle? I do not know. There are so many bogus babas. What is the use of knowing Mihad Baba? If I know Krishna, that is sufficient. That's
right.
Why shall I go to know this and that? That's all right. Yeah, there is a question. All right. What is that question?
Many people say no one can become perfect. How can we help them understand that there is?
Yes, no one is a perfect. Therefore, you should take lessons from the perfect.
Yeah.
That's all. Then you become perfect.
The conception is not
clear. Otherwise, why there are instructions just like Christ says, thou shalt not kill. That means you are imperfect, therefore you are killing. Take my instruction, don't do it, you become perfect. That's all. We are all imperfect. We have to take lesson from the perfect. Then we become perfect. Yes?
Baba, what pleases you the most?
If you love Krishna. What is that?
So are they same in the heart and the same?
Same in quality, but the individual soul is not exactly like the super soul. The super soul is within you and within me, within everyone. But I, individual soul, I am only within me. You are within you. That is the difference. I cannot feel your pains and pleasure. Neither you can feel my pains and pleasure. Therefore, we are individual. But super soul, because he is everyone's heart, he knows what is going on in everyone's body. That is super soul. Therefore, he is called super soul. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Khetragan chapimang vidhi sarva khetre subhavati. Super soul, he is God. He can expand himself in millions and millions of places. But I cannot do that, you cannot do that.
What's the point of that?
Our body should meet death or engage in service. Will our transmigration be protected?
What is that?
It says if our body should meet death while performing devotional service, will we be protected in transmigrating?
There are two kinds of body, the gross body and the subtle body. The gross body is the material combination of earth, water, air, fire, ether. And the subtle body is combination of mind, intelligence and ego. So this gross body and subtle body, within that there is the spirit soul. So that is eternal. And this gross body and subtle body is changing according to the change of the situation. So when you remain in your spiritual body, that is eternal. Therefore, to keep in spiritual body is to accept devotional service. Then you are beyond this material, gross body and subtle body. You remain in your spiritual body. And if you give up this body, at the time of death means giving up this body, then in spiritual body you go to back to home. Back to home. So in order to keep yourself in spiritual body, you should always be engaged in devotional service, and that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Mancha bhavicharini bhakti yogin ajasevate sagunan samatitta itan brahma bhuyaya. Then you become Brahma or spirit soul. Yes?
How, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita it states that to understand Krishna and to improve our relationship with him, we must understand the spiritual master. What is the best way to understand?
He says that it states in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that to understand Krishna, the best way is to understand the spiritual master. Yes. What is the best way to do that?
And if you want to learn something, so you must learn from a person who knows that something. The spiritual master business is that he knows Krishna well. So you try to understand Krishna through him. This is the idea. Yes?
Do you think Prabhupada was a material scientist? Unfortunately, many people have their faith in material scientists today.
Go to moon. What benefit you derive? You'll die also. Anywhere you go within this material world, birth, death, old age and disease will follow. Therefore in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Abrahma Bhupalan Lokan Punaravartina Arjuna Madgatyatu Nabin Jadgatyana Nivartante Saddhama Panam. Instead of going to moon planet, why not engage your energy for going to back to home, back to garden, where from you will not come back again? Yes.
Srila Prabhupada, in the Sikh Dharma, they say to chant the holy names of God.
Yes.
And so far, I haven't encountered the name Krishna in the scriptures. I've encountered, you know, Govinda, Mukunda, Rama, and but the main name that's chanted is Wahguru. And I was wondering if you could comment on the...
It is very good. It is very good. Guru Nanak, he chanted the name, holy name of Rama, the holy name of Krishna, Govinda. So if we follow Guru Nanak, we are fortunate. Anyone who presents the science of God, it doesn't matter whether he is this man or that man, he is our Guru. Yes.
Why is it all right to kill and eat plants? How are they different from animals?
She's asking, what is the difference between killing a plant and eating it and killing an animal and eating it?
The same part. Either you kill animal or plant, the same sin is there. Just like if you kill an uncivilized man and if you kill a big man, the punishment is the same, hanging. You cannot say that I have killed one uncivilized man. No, that you cannot do. Similarly, you cannot kill even plant. But we have to live. Therefore, we can kill plant under the order of the Supreme. Just like I have already explained, Krishna says, patram puspam phalam toyam jumi bhakta apaji. Patram means plant. So Krishna wants it. So for Krishna's sake, we can do that. Just like Arjuna did. Arjuna did not like to kill his brothers. But Krishna said, this is my desire. All right, I shall kill. This is Krishna bhakti. When Krishna says, we can do everything, not for our personal self. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, jagga shishta sino santa mucchanti sarva kilmisai. There is another crude example, just like a soldier. When he is fighting by the order of the state, he is getting gold medal and killing. His business is killing. But the same man, when he comes home, if he kills one person, then he is hanged. Why? He could say that my business is killing. I am soldier, I killed this man. No, this is for your account. And the battlefield you killed for the state's account. Therefore, you are eulogized, you are giving reward. Similarly, we can kill only on the order of the Supreme. Otherwise, we cannot kill even a plant. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita says, jagya shishto sino santa mucchante sarvakirmuse. Jagya means for the satisfaction of the Supreme Law. Whatever you do, you are not implicated with sinful activity. And bhunjante te abham papam je pachanti atmakarana. And a person who is doing on his own capacity, he is simply acquiring sinful result and action. So the conclusion is, even a plant you cannot kill. What to speak of bigger animals. If one thinks that I am killing only plants, therefore I am very pious, vegetarian. No. There is no question of vegetarian, non-vegetarian. They are equally sinful. Only those who are taking prasadam, they are free from sinful activity. Jagyashishta sano santo mucchanti sarupi. All right, thank you. More questions? All right, one more question. I've always said, you cannot kill imminent without permission. See, if you want to kill, you should take permission of higher authorities.